Well, this one happened to one of my kids, but on his first day of school Thursday, a freshman at Ball State University, Marcus Burden, made the half-court shot, won himself $11,000 in free tuition. School has been apparently holding this contest for several years, but he's the first one to ever make it.
That's awesome.
Isn't
it?
Like I said,
it
would never happen to one of my kids,
yeah.
Because if they got the opportunity, you know, my luck, they'd miss it. And $11,000, just like that.
Well, good lucky guy that is.
Oh, wow.
Well, you always hear, you know, how like doing crossword puzzles or Sudoku, listening to Mozart and Bach is supposed to make you like smarter?
Yeah, it's good for your brain, they
yep.
say.
According to a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Diego, named Nicholas Spitzer, it's actually better for your brain to throw on a bathing suit and lay out in the backyard until you've baked yourself up good.
Really?
Yep. Spitzer says, quote, "Let me dispel a brain development myth. Many people think classical music is going to enhance brain function or playing particular games sharpens one's cognitive function. These theories don't stand up. Puzzles and classical music temporarily help your concentration but don't help your long-term brain function. Best thing you can do for your brain are exercising, eating well, going out in the sun, reading music and playing an instrument, and getting busy."
Biology department at the University of Germany put a bunch of guinea pigs all into a cage to test mating habits of guinea pigs. Well, apparently after the lights go down in that cage, things get busy and noisy. Who knew guinea pigs were so loud? Unfortunately, the noise was so loud, a neighbor of the university complained. And on Thursday, a judge told the university they have to move their noisy, busy little guinea pigs further away from the residential area. That's pretty loud.
I guess so. There must be a lot of guinea pigs in there. Movies this weekend. Well, the four that were opening, kind of disappointing, except, of course, for Oprah's movie, or her publicity, I should say, for The Butler, because that one came in number one. Paranoia from Liam Hemsworth flopped. It was in 13th place. Ashton Kutcher Jobs, he finished in 7th place. The rest of the top five, Planes, brought in another $13.1 million. Kick-Ass 2, $13.6 million at number four. Elysium with Matt Damon came in with another $13.6 million. We're the Millers at number two, another $17.8 million. And Lee Daniels, The Butler, took the number one spot at the box office with $25 million.
In January of last year, a 32-year-old man in Wisconsin was arrested for marijuana possession. His legal name is Bizao Dudu Zabopity-bop-bop. Did I get all the bops in there? I think so. He was born by the name of Jeffrey, but he changed his name legally in 2011. Well, he's just been arrested again for drug charges, and this time he's facing up to 5 years in prison. Why that name? Bizao Dudu Zabopity-bop-bop-bop. He says Bizao represents the explosion of awareness of the interconnectedness of the infinite love in the universe. Dudu is the struggle of our daily lives with that awareness that with love comes chaos. And zappity-bop-bop-bop is the outcome of that struggle, which is often ironic, especially because all life ends in death. That's why he chose that name.
Interesting.
Arrested for marijuana possession. Who knew? Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.